And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yep, taking people deep. Told you since he was legit, lay the points at Notre Dame, and that our guy Justin Herbert was the play against the Raiders. Online, ParamountSports.com, on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Welcome in, Lee Sterling. Lee, how we doing there in FLA?
I'm good. I'm just watching some baseball in the background. Was rooting for the White Sox. Boy, did they blow it. You catch any of that game?
Yeah, 4-4 turned into 9-4 while I was typing up an update.
Right. They should have pulled that starting pitcher. I mean, if I can see it, you know, is it that tough being a manager, Major League Baseball?
Well, they haven't tried me yet, but right. I've been second-guessing Aaron Boone for 5 years now.
Right.
So. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think it's one of the easiest jobs. Am I right?
Well, if the general manager puts together the proper roster and on your same
right.
page, I think that's more push button than any of the other jobs.
Yeah, but, you know, just like watching pitchers, I mean, there's certain managers just over and over again, they keep that pitcher in for, you know, one or two, you know, batters too long, or they pull guys too quick. I mean, I know it's not rocket science, but for what they're getting paid, I'll do it for half that.
Half? Yeah. How about I'll cut your salary by half and take that?
I just don't want to wear the uniform.
They get cool gear. You could be like, what was his name, the old guy, Connie Mack. You could wear a suit.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
All right, so big games on the national board, but man, yep. The one at Kinnick, number 4 Penn State, visiting 3rd-ranked Iowa. Hawkeyes torched Maryland last week. Nittany's got a great dual-threat quarterback, Sean Clifford. Defense did a number on Michael Penix in Indiana. The books say Iowa by 2. What say you?
So both these defenses are really good. I mean, they rank, you know, making notes, and they are different. Now, Iowa, what they like to do, bend but not break. They don't blitz very much at all. They just want to get you in a bunch of 3rd-and-5 or longer situations. They just don't think that you can execute and go down the field 3 or 4 times and, you know, get first downs when you're put in those situations over and over again. So Penn State likes to apply a little more pressure and blitz, but the results are almost identical. Iowa, 2nd in the nation, allowing 11.6 points per game. Penn State, 3rd in the nation, allowing just 12 points per game. I think this game is going to come down to one big play on either side. And the Hawkeyes, it just takes them sometimes 10, 12, 13 plays to score. Their top weapons in the passing game are a tight end, Sam Laporta, 22 catches, 12 yards per reception, and running back Tyler Goodson, 12 catches for also 12 yards per reception, whereas Penn State, Sean Clifford, has really improved this year. Last year, a little over 61% completion percentage. This year, over 67%. He's got maybe one of the top threats in the country in Johan Dotson. Set 35 catches, 8 touchdowns. Parker Robinson and Keandre Lambert-Smith, number 2 and 3. Wide routes combined, 38 catches and almost 14 and 18 yards per reception. So I think one of those guys is going to either get behind the defense or make a play, make someone miss, and go the distance. I think the wrong team's favored. Give me Penn State here, 24-20.
All right, go Nittany's. Yep. Off their wild win at home against Oregon, Stanford's at Arizona State. Sun Devils only lost once at BYU. They put a nice game together down at the Rose Bowl, broke open a tight game to beat UCLA. They're now 2-1 in the conference, a half game behind Oregon State are the Cardinal, though the odds makers like Sparky Big, ASU laying 13. What's your thought on this one?
Yeah, I was a little shocked with the line. I thought the line was going to come, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9. And okay, they have 2 nice wins, 2-3 touchdown wins against Colorado and UCLA. But Stanford's 2 wins against USC and Oregon, I think, are more impressive. Scored 35 points per game the last 4 games here. And that Stanford defense is, you know, bend but don't break. And, you know, I'm looking at the talent where they started the year. I'm like, this is going to be another rough year. But they are coming together. Their quarterback, Tanner McKee, coming around nicely, over 1,000 yards passing, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. And I just don't trust Sparky here. I mean, they're 3-8 against the spread as a home favorite. Show me, don't snow me here. Arizona State wins 31-28, but I'm taking the 12.5, 13 points.
All right. And yep. How about them Beavers a week after beating the Trojans at USC for the first time since the Eisenhower administration? They make a big defensive stand, hit a buzzer-beating field goal, beat the Huskies. Now they're at Pullman for a Cougar team who avoided a disaster last week. They found a defense, beat Cal down at Berkeley. And Beavs, the rare road chalk, laying a field goal at Wazoo. Man, what's the play here?
Rare's an understatement, Steve. They haven't been a road favorite since 2014. Chance Nolan, he wasn't at his best last week, and they still won. So why are they winning games? Why do they have a different look to them and a different feel? Well, 15th in running offense in the country out of 130 teams and 26th in run defense. You're going to be able to stay in a lot of games, even if you're not playing at the highest level. Wazoo beat Cal last week, but Cal's offense is brutal. Wazoo quarterback Jaden Delora, 3 touchdowns, but also 2 interceptions. He's just so up and down. The Cougs 7-0 straight up in the series, 5-2 against the spread. But I think it all ends on Saturday here. Revenge, revenge, revenge. Bucky the Beaver here, 31-24. Isn't that his nickname, Bucky?
Yeah, it is. Okay. I love that you know that.
Right.
To the NFL, we get an AFC title game rematch. As we continue, we're running the numbers with Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Sunday night, Bills and Chiefs. Buffalo, my God, they've just rolled 3 straight opponents. 2 shutouts. KC snapped a 2-game skid. They beat the Eagles at Philly. Patrick Mahomes with 5 TD passes. Chiefs a small 2-point home favorite, having some defensive issues. Man, what gives in this one?
Yeah, here's the thing about this game. I think Buffalo's the best team in football. But sometimes the best team doesn't win. And just it's a situational thing here. You got to have all hands on deck when you're playing the Kansas City pass offense. And top 2 cornerbacks for Buffalo, not 100%. They will play, it looks like. But and then they funnel everything into the safety here. And Jordan Poyer, he and Micah Hyde, I think they're the best combo. Who do you think they're the number one combo?
Yeah, safety? Well, we follow him a lot because Poyer's a beef.
Yep.
And,
right.
You know, ranting and raving about him. And I forgot who it was. Tiki Barber today called them the top tandem in the country. So you got good company, Lee.
Okay. So when I watch them, here's what I see. They're really good at dissecting plays. They figure them out really quick. They are sure tacklers, probably the best tandem by far tackling. Very rarely do they miss tackles. And then when the ball's in the air, they make plays. So they're going to be together, it looks like, for a while. And with Poyer, a game-time decision, you got to be 100% in the backfield if you're going to be covering those speedy Kansas City receivers. So now we're hearing that Flash Gordon is going to be activated possibly for this game. So also, they were talking some trash Buffalo after the game last year. I'm hearing circles. They were saying if they had 4 or 5 more minutes, they win that game against Kansas City. But Patrick Mahomes went out of the game, I think, late third, early fourth with a concussion. If he stays in, they win the game by double digits here. So I know their defense isn't good, but the bottom line here is Kansas City at home is a tough, tough out here in a barn burner. Give me Kansas City, 37-30.
All right. And, man, it's been a heck of a couple weeks in the NFC West. Seahawks beat the Niners. Cardinal took down the Rams last Sunday. Yep. Seattle lost last night. Then Sunday, it's going to be San Francisco at Arizona. Man, Kyler Murray has just gotten better and better and better. And it looks like Jimmy G won't go. It's going to be Trey Lance. Arizona giving Frisco 5 in the desert. Which way are you leaning here?
There's something wrong with San Francisco. They're just not the same team. I mean, I'm watching this team, and you know, then they have injuries, running back. Now all of a sudden, you know, Williams or left tackle may not be able to go. Quarterback, kicker. I mean, when your kicker gets hurt, that's a really bad sign also. So there's just something wrong. You know, since they won the Super Bowl, I know last year was injuries, but we're seeing the same thing over and over again. The receivers also not getting a lot of separation. Kittle now, George Kittle, he's listed as doubtful, so it is not looking good for this team right now. So Arizona, big boost last week. So many weapons at receiver here. And, hey, you can use the pass to set up the run when you got that many weapons. I like Arizona here, 35-24.
All righty. And you and your service are off to an absolutely tremendous start here in the football season, plus more with UFC and all that. The game of the week is a big one in the Pac-12 South, Utah at USC. So let the people know how to get that one and all you and your folks at Paramount Sports have to offer.
Yeah, if they want to get the game, just call 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 1-800-400-9741. We'll give you that game for free. We've been on a tear this year. I don't know if anyone in the country can match what we've done last year. We were the best in the country. It's documented. You even go not just to my website, and we have under recent results every selection over the last 5 years. Go to Covers, where we sell our picks against 37 other handicappers. We were number one combined college football in the NFL. You want to hop on board? We don't call it October here. We call it Locktober. 4 weeks, just $297. If you like baseball, you can get through the World Series. We've had an incredible four-month run, just $97. So, and also a bunch of other videos. You know, let's say there's another game you wanted to see us break down and predict, and we didn't go over it. There's some really good games this week. Alabama, Texas A&M, Georgia's playing against Auburn, Kentucky, LSU, and also Oklahoma, Texas. Just check out those videos. They're about two and a half minutes, each one of them, ParamountSports.com.
Yep, Red River kind of snuck up on us, folks.
Right.
He's Lee Sterling, always great information and fun talking with you. Lee, always my pleasure, my friend. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Okay, you too, Steve.